if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you'll know all about the actors in it. Aidan Gillen, Maisie Williams, Kit Harington, Natalie Dormer, Jack Leeson, Liam Cunningham. Actually, I better not read out a full list because they'll probably be dead before the end of the list. You don't last long on Game of Thrones, I can tell you. You probably won't know the name, though, of Kenny Gracie from Fort Hill Farm. But this man is responsible for breeding four-legged stars for Game of Thrones. That's right, for breeding four-legged stars for the Game of Thrones television programme. The biggest television programme in the world. He's on the line now. Kenny, how you doing? Are you all right?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm very good indeed. Now listen, tell me this. How does a regular beef and pig farmer get tied up with literally the biggest television show in the world?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a regular. I'm more a rare breed one. So my business here, well, I was intensive farming, and I had a love of rare breeds all down through the years, and quite a number of years ago turned over completely to rare and traditional breeds, marketing all our own here through a farm shop, etc.
Oh, and when you say here, that's Fort Hill, is it?
That's at Fort Hill Farm, yes, in County Armagh.
Right. Okay, and just as a matter of interest, when you say rare breeds, I would imagine, it's expensive and they're not necessarily profitable, are they?
Well, that is and has been the problem. They have been hobby, but they've gone to their own this last few years in many ways, because people are now beginning to see the use that they do have and what the purpose that they have had in the past, and nowadays with conservation grazing, etc., they're ideal for this country and as a whole.
Has this come as some kind of a godsend, or have you been supplying animals for films for quite some time?
Well, 6 years now. It started with the first real big one was Your Highness. I had been putting on displays and things like that at various fairs and shows with our rare and traditional breeds. And because of that and my involvement with the rare breeds, I was well known throughout the country. And when they started making these films, especially the more period films and the older ones, your modern stock, well, just did not look in place at all. So they contacted me, and through that I started to supply them with old longhorn cattle, for instance, and they're recognised as one of the older breeds in the world, and they really look the part. The older breeds of Saddleback and Gloucester and Tamworth pigs, they too maybe look a wee bit modern, so I crisscrossed a few breeds till I got an Iron Age looking pig. And I have deer. I bought a couple of deer, quietened them down, and have goats and donkeys and horses, and old Jacob sheep actually that are on the farm as well. So they all look the part, and they bring the set to life in the background for market and scenes like that.
Indeed they do. And like, I mean, if the producers of the fantasy comedy Your Highness, as you mentioned, got on to you first, how did the people get on from Game of Thrones? Have they seen Your Highness? And that's what we're looking for. Whoever owns those, that's what we need.
Well, once you get known for having something, the buyers, it's all one big happy family, and the production buyers then, or the set decorators, know and learn of you. I learned from their counterparts in the industry, and your name gets out there, and they came looking because they knew that I had the stuff, and I was a collector of old junk as well as an old machinery. So,
Are you the go-to guy? Is there anybody else, like even in like England, Scotland, Wales, or anything? Like, are you the only guy really doing this?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say the only guy, but because of the way the film industry has gone, there aren't that many people at it. And it is a long day, and it's not everybody wants to be at it. And I have been very fortunate here, and they have come to me, and I suppose hopefully my reputation is good, and I'm able to supply, and I've got an understanding of what they want and what need.
When you say you have an understanding of what they want, Kenny, can you almost say to them, look, they have an idea of what the time is, or they have an idea of what the fantasy is, or the strange world that they're trying to create, but they might necessarily know exactly what it is they look for. Do you actually advise them as to what they should be looking for?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that I advise. I wouldn't like to take my head in my hands to advise a director and a producer, but I would say we talk it over as to what I could and what I think might look best, or what would look the part more, and photograph them and give them the description of and what it can do, etc. Because they want to make the thing look as real as possible. They have an idea, and like, I have greatest respect for those producers, directors, and set decorators. They're unreal in the visions that they have. And we sit down and again together, like we sat down and they wanted a deer. and they wanted this deer to stand on top of a rock and up a mountain, and they wanted it to stand still. Well, now, this is a wild animal we're talking about. And I caught a wild deer here, and I trained her and worked with her and looked after her for months on end. And came the day, and she was great. And we used her in two seasons. She stood in a snowed-out forest for half an hour to an hour while a roving camera ran. The guy with the camera ran straight up to her, and she just stood perfectly right. still, as if she was been hunted by the wolf. So, you know, there are wee tricks and there are wee things that we have to do and work at, and there's nothing like the real animal as opposed to the digital imagery one.
Oh, absolutely. And so therefore there are special breeds of animals that they specifically look for, and whether you have them or not, do you often say, well, listen, just, you know, give me a bit of time and I'll work something out?
Well, yeah, we had a meerkat on last year, and we had other love birds and pigeons and things, that maybe white pigeons and nice coloury love birds in the scene. We had snakes and reptiles, so we had leeches for the scene a couple of years ago. We had those to get. So I try to work with them. If I think I can't get it, I'll tell them. But if I can't get it, I think it'll be hard for anyone else to get.
Well, even if there isn't necessarily massive advice, or even if working with them doesn't necessarily mean that you're there on the set, are there times when you're expected to be there because they're delighted to have Kenny there because the animals might know Kenny? I mean, particularly the deer you mentioned there.
Well, I have to be. There's no animal allowed to stay on set without being accompanied by a competent animal handler. So
right.
I can't leave the set or make sure that I have someone there responsible on the set at all times to make sure that no animal's harmed and comes to any harm. And, of course, like, everybody to their own, and the rest of them, the riggers and the electricians and camera people, they have all their specific jobs, as does the animal handler.
And, like, are you a bit of a kind of a pig whisperer? I mean, like, are you like Dr. Doolittle? Do you talk to the animals?
Well, some people, I got a call here from a director who wanted a little pig for a children's program, and I met up with him on the Monday, I got a call on the Friday, I met with him on a Monday. And he told me what he wanted. He wanted the pig to do. He wanted it to sit. He wanted it to beg. He wanted it to be led like a dog, etc. And I asked him when. He said next Monday. So I came home and I picked the pig out, and I slept with it that night, and we bonded together. And by Thursday, it was walking up and down the lane and up and down the road with me on a lead.
Okay, sorry for laughing, Kenny, but that's a good story.
Well, it's a true story. And Mr. Squeaker played up and did the part, and Mr. Squeaker is still living. He's on the farm. He's breathing away here. He's got his pen full of lovely ladies, like any true superstar, and he's enjoying life.
Right. Really, he's enjoying life on the Kenny Gracie stud farm.
Well, the animal farm, we'll say that anyway.
The animal farm, indeed. And by the way, just while we're at it, like, not just all that sort of stuff, pigs and goats, but how's Joey the donkey and Susie the goat and Yana the deer? Have they all been in it,
Yes, they have all been in it. I'm just looking. Yana comes into the house every night. She lays with the dogs in the utility room, goes out into the field at the back of the house, and Joey, he's getting an old boy now, but he has been in every series, as has Susie the goat. I think five series they've been in, and they're very big favourites, with especially the makeup girls and the costumes. An animal, there's something about an animal brings everybody together.
They
just love it. And I wish I could get the attention from those lovely girls that the animals get. I would be on top of the world, wouldn't I?
Absolutely. Well, listen, you did work intensively for a few days on Boogaloo and Graham. It won a BAFTA, nominated for an Oscar, etc.
Yeah.
But let's just take a look at them. There's Robot Overlords, there's the Spartacle Mystery, there's Blandings, etc. But just in terms of the programme in question here, the biggest programme, as I say, in the world, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
Well, to be honest, I have no Sky TV or anything like that. And I have none of those modern appliances here. I did buy the set. I sat down to watch it. Somehow or other, I was preempting what was going to happen. And I haven't had taken part with the animals. But it was at night, you come in here off the land or in from the farm, tired out, and you sit down to watch a 90-minute DVD. I watched it through. I put the next one on the following night. I started to watch it, and then I thought, so I'm getting lost here. I can't follow this. I soon realised that I was dozing off for 10 or 15 minutes and I was losing the plot.
No, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who've seen it all and can't work it out, because there's about 20 stories working all at once, you know, with loads of...
I have seen quite a lot of it made, and I still can't figure it all out. And that's the—I think—that's the intriguing part about it. The writer, and with the writer and his thoughts, and then the directors and the producers,
yeah. They
have left it. That I think that's, as I say, repeating myself, the intriguing part of it all. The storylines are just so fantastic and so way out, I suppose, in many ways. But it's amazing, and the whole thing, like the whole production cast and crew and the sets and the locations and the way they can pull the whole thing together, it's just mind-boggling, so it is.
It really is. Now, listen, just tell me one final one then. Like, if you were watching it or did decide to go back to watching that box set or whatever, I mean, would you sit there with... I can't... What's the pig's name again?
Oh, Mr. Squeaker. Well, that was Mr. Squeaker. He was in Danny's castle. But Jana is in the house with me here, yeah?
Jana's in the house. Who is Jana is the deer. Susie is the goat. Joey the donkey. I mean, would you sit watching... Would you watch it with the three of them?
Oh, yes, they come in here, and I have a little lamb here at the minute, and she gets up onto my lap, and the deer has actually been up on my chair. I've turned around in my big armchair, and she's been standing on it. I have a photograph of her in it. They take over. It's sort of a madhouse now.
Is it?
The neighbours think I'm crazy.
They're probably right, but jeepers, you're doing bloody well out of it. Fair play to you, Kenny. It's a great story. It really is. Good man yourself, and long may it continue. I mean, like, this whole thing, I don't know how many books there are in Game of Thrones, but it's so successful they'd probably write more just for the television anyway. So this one's going to run and run for a few years, isn't it?
Well, let's hope so. I'm enjoying it. I've made some wonderful friends and acquaintances through it, and it has become a huge part of my life, and the whole thing a very big part of my income. But I have devoted a lot of time and effort to it, and do that. Like, we have 16, 18 hour days here at times, and it's not just all simple, and sometimes money wouldn't pay you, but it's the love of it, and it all comes together. And it's a big... I'm not going to die a millionaire or be... I'm not going to make my fortune at it, but it's certainly great for here and for our business. It has been a lifesaver in many ways.
Well, listen, Kenny Gracie from Fort Hill Farm, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million for talking to us, Kenny.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Take care.
See you. Bye.
Best. Bye.